Joining us live over the phone is Cokeville Lady Panthers boys basketball coach. That is Ben Barnes today. Coach Barnes, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning to you. Doing good, thanks.
Coach, we appreciate you taking a few minutes and getting with us, especially where we know you got to be on the road and all that good stuff. Let's talk about your Lady Panthers. I guess the first thing we got to talk about is they always seem to be at the top of the rankings, and they always had that bullseye on them. How did you and the team and the program manage that type of expectation year in and year out?
Well, I don't necessarily love being at the top of the rankings with the bullseye on it, but I think we just try to take things day to day and focus on that practice or that game that we've got that day, and not getting too ahead of ourselves, because I think you look at that ranking or whatever, it can kind of maybe mess with your mind a little bit. But I think day to day, just working hard every day, trying to get a little better, is the main thing.
Coach, when you talk about the day-to-day and trying to get better, you guys have final week of the regular season, then you're in the regional tournament and postseason play. What are some of the final tweaks, if you will, that you guys are just trying to tighten up to be ready for postseason play when it begins?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think the main thing is being sound fundamentally. You can have fancy shots and all kinds of stuff, but I think the basics still work, and just getting better at those basic things. Rebounds are big. We're still working on, missed box outs here and there, working defensively, still having some mix-ups there. You know, just tweaking a few things like that, a few things on offense. But really just the fundamentals, trying to be sound fundamentally, and we feel like that'll help us in the long run.
Well, let's talk about your girls, coach, and who gets it done for you. And it seems like, as I look at this at the stat sheet, obviously you have a leading scorer, but it seems like you have a pretty balanced attack, a lot of girls chipping in to that final score.
Yes, and early on, we had a couple of leading scorers, and of course teams catch on to that, and they defend those players a little better, but we've had others that have stepped up, and on any particular day might have somebody else being a leading scorer or leading rebounder, and pretty good balanced effort. The girls that are on the floor, they work hard, they go hard, so it's a fun team to work with.
You know, you look at this roster, as Dal was saying, Addison Barnes kind of leading the way in scoring, and Cokeville wouldn't be Cokeville without a half roster full of Daytons, right? And you've got a great list of them as well. Who are maybe some of the unsung heroes to this year's team? Name drop a few of those girls that really make this team click, that maybe don't get the recognition that they would on a typical box score.
Yeah. Riley Grohl. She's actually leading the team in assists, and that's a big deal to me. I've always thought a team would be great if you can value an assist as much as a point scored. And then we've got Rachel Thomas and Maddie Dayton, and they're kind of our blue-collar workers, you might say. They'll go out and play hard defense and get steals, and just day in and day out go hard. Kylie Dayton, she's kind of our post defender and our post player. To look at her, you might think she's a guard, but she plays hard defense on the post, and that's a big deal. And then our point guard, Mia Dayton, she's one of the best ball handlers of the state, and really does a good job that way. So There's a few names to throw out there, and they've been excellent.
Let's talk about some of your opponents. You got Saratoga tonight. Let's talk about that, and maybe some of the teams that are coming up here as you close out the season.
Yeah, we've got Saratoga tonight, and Encampment tomorrow. We were able to do pretty well at home against them, and then this is a rescheduled couple of games. We got canceled early on because of weather. And Saratoga did pretty well last night. They won a game against Farson. And on their home floor, they can be pretty darn good. So we got to be ready for them. So it's going to be fun.
Of course, Coach Barnes, you guys are in the driver's seat as far as your district play is concerned heading into the region tournament. So if you take care of business tonight, in fact, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think all you have to do is at least minimum split your games and you've guaranteed a number one seed, right, heading into the region tournament. And so what does that do for you guys to be able to get that one seed and give you that position for the state event?
Well, for regionals, that sets us up pretty good. It's nice to go in number one, and you're correct, if we get one of the two games we'll go in number one, but it sets us up pretty good. But really, you got to go in and play no matter what seed you are, and really that'll not matter in the long run a whole lot, but it will give us a good seeding for the regional tournament.
If you were to look at your team right now and think to yourself some things that you would like to see improve between now and the state tournament weekend, what would those things be?
Well, I think it's like what you mentioned earlier, just tweaking a few things. We've got some things in place that we like, and just some final tweaks, a few mix-ups on defense like I talked about, a few things on offense, that a few tweaks, just getting things just kind of polished up, and then sound fundamentally on rebounds and box outs. That's kind of our main focus, and always that hustle and effort is a big deal. So that's kind of what we're working on going into the final stretch here.
That's Coach Ben Barnes this morning. Cokeville Lady Panther basketball again taking on Saratoga tonight and encampment tomorrow to wrap up the regular season region tournament underway. Coach, appreciate your time. Just a final question. When you look around the 1A class, who are some of the teams that maybe keep you up at night? As far as, man, if you match up against these guys, how are you going to, of course, you have Upton playing well, Burlington's playing well again. Who are some of the top teams in the 1A class?
Yeah, you just mentioned two of them right there. On our side, we've got Little Snake and Burlington, and they're very good, and they've had a good season, both of them. And across the state, Upton is going to be our kind of eyeing them down. We played them early on at Shoshone and beat them, but it was a close game, and we know that they're going to be good, and so we're preparing for those teams at regionals, and then hopefully at state too. So. It's going to be fun.
Coach Ben Barnes.
Home stretch here.
Coach Ben Barnes, Lady Panther basketball. Good luck this weekend and into the postseason as well. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thank you.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SBI Radio Network.